Christian Voice News, your global link.
Church encouraged to keep praying against rising moral decay. Political parties urged to uphold national interest above personal gain. And British heavyweight boxer involved in Nigeria road crash that kills two. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Jesus Anointed Ministries International founder and presiding bishop, Billy Fuller, has urged the church to remain steadfast in prayer and preaching against moral decay as Zambia marks 34 years since being declared a Christian nation. Zambia was declared a Christian nation in 1991 by late Republican President Frederick Chiluba. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Fuller said that while the declaration has contributed to positive moral values and character development in the country, the current rise in immorality can be attributed to spiritual attacks resulting from the light and influence of Christianity. He emphasized that cases of immorality would have been far worse had it not been for the biblical principles upon which the nation was founded, principles that continue to guide and shape moral conduct. Consciously and unconsciously, the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation has helped the country regulate and shape its morals, said Bishop Mfula. Bishop Mfula highlighted that the fact that this moral decay can be seen and pointed out, there is hope for change for as long as prayer is the center stage. Bishop Mfula is hopeful that with continued preaching against it, there will be transformation among us people engaging in, thereby bringing about a true repentance.
34 years journey now, there are things we've not done right. There are things we've done right. But in the process, we've been growing and we are slowly becoming an example that other nations can begin to look at. Yeah, are there things that we need to change? Yes. The room of change remains a bigger room in our life as a people and as a nation. I think at this age now, we must begin to place higher demands on ourselves as a nation in terms of our embracing of biblical values and principles.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has intercepted a truck carrying 800 cases of smuggled Vikings cigarettes, resulting in revenue loss estimated at 7.8 million kwacha. The consignment was being transported in a truck bearing registration number LZ46TNGP, traveling from South Africa through Chirundo and destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala revealed that the truck had been declared as carrying assorted household goods in transit. However, alleged ZRA officers tracked the vehicle to a warehouse in Lusaka's Garden House area, where the cargo was scheduled to be offloaded. An inspection was conducted at the warehouse where it was discovered that the boxes of Vikings cigarettes were concealed within the consignment, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nzala also emphasized that after the discovery, the warehouse was secured and sealed as well as the truck and consignment. Mr. Nzala reiterated the authority's commitment to promoting legitimate trade and urged members of the public to report any suspected cases of smuggling.
For the Zambia Revenue Authority, we did intercept this truck, which has been declared legitimate for the Democratic Republic of Congo. So what the transporter did, or the importer did, was to ensure that, you know, at the far back of the truck, they put household goods, which are these different household goods, mattresses, you know, sound systems, and other assorted household goods. And then in between the truck, you know, 800 boxes of cigarettes were concealed or smuggled. Remember, these goods were destined to be.
Governance expert Wesley Mienda has expressed concern that growing selfishness among political players is eroding democratic values, weakening political parties and undermining effective governance. His remarks follow comments by Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza, who observed that national interests are increasingly being sidelined by short-term political maneuvering, greed, personal ambition and competition for positions, often at the expense of coherent policy direction. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda noted that self-interest has fueled internal conflicts within political parties, reducing their ability to provide effective checks and balances. Political parties like the Patriotic Front, PF, have been weakened by internal tensions, making it difficult for them to present themselves as a credible alternative against the United Party for National Development, UPND, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda further urged political parties to reconsider their leadership selection processes, noting that having 10 to 15 aspiring candidates within a single party is impractical and undermines unity. He further emphasized that emerging political alliances must establish clear and well-defined structures, warning that the absence of such frameworks could threaten the country's political stability.
The politics that we are seeing is full of selfishness, okay? It's full of selfishness in the sense that in most of these political parties, we forget the fact that, you know, there must be one leader at a time. And this is what has really weakened, you know, political parties such as PF and the others, okay? Antonio Mwanza is very, very right by stating that this is due to selfishness. Why? Because if it has not been for selfishness, we were going to see formidable political parties ready to provide credible checks and balances to enhance our democracy.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, the HEST, has noted that the small and medium enterprise, SME, sector remains a key contributor to Zambia's economic growth, accounting for about 40% of the country's gross domestic product. The HEST Executive Director, Clarence Muziamba, stated that despite numerous challenges, the SME sector has shown strong resilience and adaptability. He added that the youth-led SMEs in particular have recorded growth largely due to improved access to markets. Digitization and innovation have become increasingly important for SMEs, with many leveraging technology to improve efficiency and reach new customers, said Mr. Muziamba in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka. He, however, pointed out that limited access to finance remains a major obstacle, as many SMEs struggle to obtain funding from traditional financial institutions, and that high operational costs such as electricity expenses and restricted market access continue to negatively impact profitability. Mr. Muziamba has expressed optimism that the sector's future, noting that its growth potential could be fully realized if the government implements supportive policies, including affordable financing options, reduced operational costs, and improved market access. He further called for stronger collaboration among key stakeholders, including the government, private sector, and civil society, to collectively address the challenges facing the SME sector. In African news, Nigerian authorities say British heavyweight boxer Anthony Joshua has been injured in a road accident on a major highway linking Lagos and Ogun State, in which two other people were killed. Police say the former world champion suffered only minor injuries and is in stable condition. He was taken to hospital along with other injured passengers. Joshua, 36, has family roots in Sagamu, a town in Ogun State, southwest Nigeria, where the crash occurred. Coming up shortly, U.S. offered Ukraine 15 years security guarantee, Zelensky says. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The U.S. has offered Ukraine security guarantees for 15 years, Volodymyr Zelensky has said, during talks on a revised peace plan with Donald Trump in Florida on Sunday. The U.S. president said an agreement on this point was close to 95% done, but Ukraine's leader has since said he would like guarantees for up to 50 years.